Since lockdown restrictions began, we've seen an overnight shift to working from home across workplaces. This change has allowed some workplaces to become much more accessible to people with disability. Alice Savage spoke to Australian Network on Disability CEO Suzanne Colbert, and she asked her about how accessible the average workplace was in a pre-pandemic world.
Well, we know that some employers are doing incredibly well. It is a maturity journey. I've worked with some small businesses that are naturally inclusive. They have a great culture, they've developed a family, and everybody gets included. As organisations grow larger and there are more systems and processes, and in a way, sometimes that leads to more barriers, it takes a much more purposeful effort for organisations to be actively inclusive of people with disability. So there are exceptions in large employers and small employers that are doing an awesome job. But if you look at the data, unfortunately, the data says that many people with disability who are working are not having a great time. They're more likely to feel excluded in the workplace, to have experienced discrimination, are more likely to feel as if their career won't be developed in the same way, that their voice isn't as important as others. So it's really important that organisations take active steps to be inclusive of people with disability and to be purposeful in their approach.
How do you think this pandemic, more specifically the shift to working from home, will change how workplaces are accessible?
In many ways, the pandemic has been super helpful because many employers didn't believe that certain jobs could be done from home, and pretty much overnight those jobs are being done from home. So it's kind of led to a burning platform of technology change that has opened up opportunities and opened up flexibility for many more people. And that's going to be a good thing. And I'm pretty sure we'll take that forward with us in the future. And so that's awesome. There are some groups that might find it more difficult. For example, people for whom Auslan is their first language. I can't imagine how tough that is, doing remote meetings and attending a Zoom meeting, etc., and having an Auslan interpreter. So there are some barriers for some people, but on the whole, I think we've all learned to embrace technology to open up new flexibility in a way that we wouldn't have imagined a year ago.
Why is giving people the option in the future to work from home so important?
Well, for many people, working from home will reduce the risks associated with being on public transport. It will help them to not have to go through the challenge of perhaps an hour commute each way, giving them more energy, more focus. It means that flexibility is there and using different ways to connect. It can be really beneficial for a wide range of people in that it opens up a range of options instead of sticking to the same five-day-a-week pattern of getting on to perhaps a long commute and doing that challenge.
Going forward, as lockdowns begin to ease, what can workplaces do to accommodate for everyone?
I know some of the things that we'll be doing is we'll be surveying everybody to ask them about what they need. Some people in our workplace won't come back to work immediately because they'd like to manage the risk of public transport, and some people will come back immediately. So coming back to individuals and accommodating individual differences and make sure that our business processes, the way that we collaborate, our workplace culture continues to be inclusive, and to make sure that we're able to genuinely appreciate individuals' personal circumstances and accommodate those circumstances so that people can work to their potential. And let's hope that as we move ahead, we always can think about those people for whom we need to do things differently, and that we build those skills and capability to be accessible and inclusive so that we don't leave anyone behind.
Suzanne Colbert, CEO of Australian Network on Disability, ending that report by Alice Savage.